This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey, this is Marcos Moreno. I can just tell y'all out today. And a lot of your podcast is really good, and I feel like this would be a perfect time to talk about a story, or a few at least, that I've experienced. My name is Marcos Moreno, obviously, and 19. And when you're 19, you know, you get into trouble every now and then. Well, my first story actually takes place in a cemetery. You see, me and my friends, we'd always go and we'd smoke weed next to the cemetery. And we've done it 3 times. And every time that I've done it, something crazy has happened. The first time, we were next to the cemetery. And I even told my friend, I'm like, hey, this just doesn't feel right, you know? Like, we're doing drugs right next to where people died. You know, I felt like I was disrespecting it. You can take it how you want, but I feel like we were disrespecting them. And he told me, oh, sure, it'd be fine. So I just shook it off. Later on that night when I get home, it was just me. And it was about 1 or 2 in the morning, about. And then my Xbox and TV turned on all of a sudden with the controller. And obviously, I didn't think any of it. I just thought it was strange. The second time, we go smoke at the cemetery again, and I tell my friend about it. I'm like, hey, the Xbox turned on. The TV turned on. He's like, oh, don't worry about it, man. Well, that second time, right after we smoked at the cemetery again, the second time, we went straight to his house. And then we were talking, you know, having those little pipe dreams, and the car started shaking by itself. We didn't know what was wrong with it. And for about an hour, when we got out of the car, we came back, and the car was still shaking a little bit. And what happened, why it was shaking, was because the lock kept turning on and off. Like, it would lock in, lock out, lock in, lock out, lock in, lock out. And we literally had no clue, and it did that for a whole hour. Just lock in, lock out, lock in, lock out. We just concluded that maybe his car was a little messed up or something, until the third time we go smoke at the cemetery again. And this time I'm by myself with my dog. Now this time I'm dummy high. I'm ridiculously high. And, I thought I hear something in my house. I'm already at my house. I'm chilling out. And I thought I hear something at my house. Well, I just thought it was just me playing stupid. You know, I'm high. You know, I'm high. Don't worry about it, Margus. I thought I hear something. I shake it off, but I know I hear something because my dog heard it too. And it just came from the kitchen. So I could conclude it was like mice or something. My dog is ready to pounce out. It's a little Yorkie poodle, tiny, tiny, tiny. Well, she's in the position. She's ready to jump off, bark, and everything. But I'm calming her down. My Vegas, calm down, calm down. Vegas, calm down, calm down. Well, I finally get her to settle down, and finally something breaks. Something, a glass shatters in the middle of the kitchen. My dog jumps off the bed, starts barking everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. And I'm freaking out because, first of all, you know, I'm high, you know, obviously. And second time, you know, this is the third time something dumb like this happens. So I go off, I'm looking around, I see the busted plate on the bottom. And my dog is barking at the mirror. We have a mirror next to our kitchen, and my dog is barking at the mirror. And after that day, we never smoked at the cemetery again, me and my best friend. Never, ever, ever. And it was just a really eye-opening thing for me. Because I've always believed in ghosts, but never really something that I would have personally experienced. But it's funny. There's a reason why I believe in ghosts, and it all starts off with this story. When, like I said, I've never really experienced anything, but this one time when my grandpa died, we took a lot of his things after the funeral. It was just a lot of knickknacks and everything, but one thing was a little blue radio, you know, a little FM AM radio. And yeah, it's just something, I guess it was just a boomer thing. But here's the thing, it didn't work. It never had any batteries in it. So, you know, if you were to work, you put batteries in, blah, blah, blah. Every night for years, and when I mean years, I mean it went on forever. We just kind of thought it was normal at this point. Really, really late, the radio would start making staticky noises. And I first noticed this after my grandpa died. After my grandpa died, I was like, Mom, why is it all staticky? It's all staticky. And it just got to the point where it was just the normal. And I believed, you know, I honestly do believe that my grandpa, you know, just didn't want to go to heaven or something. It was just weird because it went on for, like I said, years. And then it got to the point where my friends would start talking about it. And I wouldn't know what to tell them, you know, being 9, 10 years old. I can't tell him it's a Joe ghost. I can't tell him it's my grandpa. I just kind of just say, I don't know, man. To be honest, I kind of want to go smoke at the cemetery one more time to see if anything crazy would happen. Those are just a few crazy experiences I've had. The only experiences I've had, really. Never had anything else paranormal. However, it was just really eye-opener for me because I've never really told anybody this stuff, especially the radio thing. And it's just something I thought would be good for the show. So, you know, enjoy.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.